Well, well, well. Here it is, Christmas. This is a great holiday. We're having Stumpus.
Yes, as usual.
Uh-huh. We have Jimmy Clark, the Nova Chord, Harold Keene checking the songs right or wrong, and this is Gamble reading off the requests on Stumpus.
Oh, what? No.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
All of you boys happy with your gifts?
Very.
Well, I've saved a few for tonight.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, that's a good idea. That's
now, why, story. Jim? Why?
Huh? I don't know why you wore the necktie unless whoever gave it to you was with you at the time, Harold.
I've only got one thing to say.
What's that?
Yipe!
Let's go on and see if we can give away a lot of Clark's money and make somebody
okay.
A very Merry Christmas. For Miss Carol Stern of Evanston Street in Detroit, watching my dreams go by.
And there's a dead silence, because I don't know that one.
Rather quiet here, fellows. Not a creature was stirring, not even Clark.
Yeah. The Horse with the Lavender Eyes. There's a good one for Evelyn Day of Los Angeles, California.
Horse with the lavender eyes.
Bon, bon.
I don't know that one either.
I wonder how this Christmas day is in Los Angeles. That is nice and warm.
Oh, don't miss.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter for B.F. Bierman of South Martindale in Detroit.
That one I know.
For Mrs. Gloria Manross of Hazel Park, Michigan, All My Love.
All My Love. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A Mrs. Katie Flasher of Greenville, Michigan, wants to hear You Can't See the Sun When You're Crying.
Oh, that's an easy one to see. Might hold that one, if it's all right with you, fellas.
I guess what you're going to do.
Play it all the ways through.
That I knew.
Okay. Let's try this one. Sitting on a log, petting my dog, for Helen Stocklosa of Detroit and Gable Street.
I see. Sitting on a log.
Oh, no. No.
Sitting on a log and a petting my dog, feeling mighty blue.
Oh, yeah.
That was a howling success.
I dare say.
Ooh. Even on Christmas, I don't find it in my heart to forgive you a thing of that nature, Harold. Mrs. George Gilbert of North Girard, Pennsylvania. P.S. I love you.
Oh, that one I know.
Let's try for Mrs. W.C. Miller of Plainview in Detroit, the song All Alone.
All Alone.
Mighty pretty. Do you mind, fellas, if we take a sort of a one-minute holiday here?
Do you have a choice?
Well, you
Mother,
say yes.
Don't blame the teacher for a bad report card. Science says the better the breakfast, the better the child can study. Over 60% of schoolwork is done in the morning. Yet 7 out of 10 children fail to get a good breakfast. So serve the Wonder 4 breakfast, now featured at your grocer's, and see that your child gets plenty of Wonder Bread. For example, 8 slices of Wonder Bread daily supply as much protein as a portion of roast beef, as much calcium for teeth as a serving of cottage cheese, as much phosphorus as 1 egg, as much iron for blood as 3 lamb chops, as much energy as 2 glasses of milk, as much appetite vitamin B1 as a serving of calf's liver, as much vitamin B2 for growth as 3 slices of American cheese, as much niacin for mental health as 6 sardines. Remember, Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies 8 ways. Get Wonder Bread fresh from your grocer today.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that special, Jim, that was You Can't See the Sun When You're Crying. Will you deliver
yes.
it for the lady in
get right
Christmas
into it.
Tinsel?
Thank you.
line, Clark. Give me that ending. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ah, what vitality. What verve. No, that's
oh, dear. Santa Claus,
in the middle of it, though,
Santa Claus must have been good to you. Let's see now. Getting back to these dollars again, we've given out two of them, which is not good for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Shirley Spencer of Ypsilanti, Michigan, wants to hear Fellow Needs a Girl.
Oh, yes. Let's see.
Mrs. Teresa Schwartz on Faust Street in Detroit on a doo-doo-dooey day.
First song that my daughter sang, Jim.
Well, thank you, fellas. I appreciate it a lot. That's fine. I didn't realize you knew it was my birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Oh, brother.
That harmony, we could quit. This follows well, though. I scream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Yeah.
Mrs. John Yeager of Painesville, Ohio.
You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rah, rah, rah.
Oh.
I don't know that.
That's essentially correct. Dave Christian of Indiana Avenue in Detroit, don't blame me.
Oh, yeah.
Geneva Cronk of Plymouth, Michigan, Christmas Island.
On Christmas Island.
Yeah, how'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
On Christmas Island.
Oh, no.
No,
wrong place. That makes $4. We're doing better. E. Lawrence of Elmer Street in Detroit. Why, Mr. Lawrence, rum and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what anybody would want of that at Christmas time.
Do you?
Mrs. F. W. Olmsted of Marion, Indiana. Chocolate Sunday on a Saturday night.
There's that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
I never have learned that yet.
Yeah, I would if I were you.
That's really? Another dollar. That makes five of them. Here's a good old-timer, Mrs. Sylvia Van Sickle of Bagley. Daisies won't tell. Fellas, you mind standing strictly at attention for a minute? In place of the regular commercial announcement scheduled at this time, the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Ajax, the amazing new scouring cleanser with foaming action, take this opportunity to wish each and every loyal listener of radio station WJR in Detroit a very, very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, remember to look for Ajax in that gay, Christmassy red and white package next time you go to market. Yes, you know, you've heard it from family and friends many times earlier today, and you'll probably hear it many times again before the day is over. But once more, from the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Ajax Cleanser, to the entire listening audience of station WJR Detroit, a sincere and heartfelt Merry Christmas on this Christmas Day, 1947.
Thank you, Ajax.
Yeah, mighty nice of them, I think.
I thought so. Let's see. We have $5 going after the sixth one. Leona Hexel of Lansing, Michigan. Stars Will Remember.
Stars Will Remember.
That is a new tune.
I might say that's the only number with the name Stars in it that I don't know.
Oh, now wait.
We have struck a new low. Bedford, Ohio. Mrs. Stanley Farrar wants to hear I'm Coming a Courtin' Cora Bell.
I thought she was going to say I'm
Coming to Virginia.
No.
Nope. You know how that one goes,
yeah,
Harold?
I come on a courtin' Cora Bell.
Bum,
bum. Yes, I come on a courtin' Cora Bell.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
Yep, pass
like
the peace pipe.
Old pine tree.
Yeah.
We have that dollar sent out. Pass the peace pipe for Miss Etta Wagner of Spencerville, Ohio. Mrs. Beulah Forward of Saginaw, Michigan. Stay as sweet as you are.
Howdy, pretty.
Mrs. Paul McGrew of Ashley, Indiana. That's a plenty. Mrs. Robert Hughes of Wall Lake, Michigan. Time on my hands.
Oh, yeah.
That's for all the new people that got new watches.
Mm-hmm. Bless their little hearts. Mrs. George Sweeney of Detroit and West Euclid wants to hear I'm Alone Because I Love You. Request from Mrs. John Prue of Spencer, Ohio. Stella by Starlight.
Oh, mighty pretty.
Say, while you're musing in the background, I have another message here from the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company. This is the time, you know, that they usually tell you about Super Suds. But today, on the greatest holiday of the year, the makers of Super Suds will just say a merry, merry Christmas to you all, and may your whole holiday season be as joyous as your fondest wishes.
Thank you.
You know, there's one tune today that we don't have a request for. I suggest we do not play it.
What?
Jingle Bells.
Oh, let's... No.
We've done it to death, fellas. Mrs. Beatrice Anders of Bellevue Street in Detroit wants to hear Love Me and the World Is Mine. Jean Goshock of Wyandotte, Michigan. Meet me tonight in Dreamland.
Meet me tonight.
I couldn't call you wrong for one note.
$7. We ought to get more than that.
I have one note wrong?
Mm-hmm, the first one.
Well, we're not going to call him wrong for that, are we?
Oh, no, not on Christmas particularly.
Mrs. I.W. Ball of Mansfield, Ohio, Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
Duh.
Our generosity threw him, Harold.
That's bad.
Mrs. Leroy Ludwig, Mr. and Mrs. Double request there. They're going to have to split the dollar if they win it. From Marlette, Michigan. Always.
Always.
I bet it's a wedding anniversary. Mrs. Ruth Morris of Lakeville, Indiana, wants to hear Roseanne of Charing Cross.
Roseanne, oh yeah.
Mrs. Oscar Wallace of Trenton, Michigan, Rainbow at Midnight.
Rainbow at Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hillbilly, isn't it?
That it is.
I don't remember it.
Oh, goody, that's $8. I tell you, fellas, we're going to stop at $8 today. Would you like to say Merry Christmas to the people, each one of the individuals?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And Merry Christmas from me.
Mm-hmm. Same goes for me. Thanks a lot. Okay. Thanks a lot for those Christmas cards you sent the three of us. We appreciate it very much.
Wonderful.
Now let's look forward to Friday with preview time.
What's on the docket tomorrow? Who's gonna stump Jimmy Clark? Who gets a brand new dollar when Stumps rolls around on Friday?
Well, I tell you, first day after the holiday, we have a request from Alma Hampton of Lindsay Avenue, Mrs. Dorothy Depp of Marlboro, Mrs. Frank Warmsley of Winthrop Street, Mrs. Rudy Scherf of Bedford, Nancy LaPate of Stansbury, Mrs. Melanie Ann Miles on Carter Street, Mrs. Harry Finlay Jr. of Dexter Boulevard, Mrs. Emma Mavis of Frankfurt, Georgia A. O'Brien of Pelkey Street, and Mrs. Catherine Fritz on Appleline. Also request from Detroit suburbs and outstate Michigan, Conneaut, Toledo, Ashland, Lakeview, Ohio, Auburn, Columbia City, Indiana, Edinburgh, Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania, and St. Thomas, Ontario. Again, may we extend to you the best of the season's greetings on this Christmas 1947. We do want to include our engineer, Ken Corliss, who...
Incidentally, I was playing this number for Ken.
You were?
After Christmas break.
Well, bless your heart. shall we go, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
When Santa rolls around on Friday,